Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Cain. As I see it. Common sense. In a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's become very, very clear, especially over the last 6 to 8 months, that Joe Biden really has got to go. And this is not just because of his cognitive decline, which is getting worse almost, it seems, hourly, not just daily anymore. But it's because of the growing amount of scandals, the growing amount of evidence, the growing amount of chaos and destruction he is leaving in his wake, the growing amount of empowerment he is giving to our enemies, and the empowerment he's giving to a movement in this country, which is the radical left, that is extraordinarily, extraordinarily dangerous. Now, it may be fun to hear people chant, "Let's go, Brandon," and he falls up the steps of Air Force One, and he gets lost after saying, "I'm going to go sign a bill," and then he doesn't know which side of the podium to walk out of, or he doesn't know the difference between his sister and his wife, or he has to be told to leave reporters' area by the Easter Bunny. Those things are all funny, and you know, in a way, they're sad. This is a cognitive decline of a man who's in his 80s, and it's going to get way worse. It's going to get way worse than that. But it's not just this, folks. Every single day now, it seems, more and more evidence is coming out that the Biden family, the entire family, is one huge, corrupt, organized crime family. We now hear from Senator Chuck Grassley, as well as, I believe, James Comer, that a whistleblower in the FBI said the FBI has in their possession a document that clearly shows that Joe Biden, in exchange for money, as the Vice President of the United States of America, enacted some policies that were friendly to this country that he was being basically bribed from. Now, this is not something senators will say lightly, because I have a newsflash for you. If Grassley and Comer do not deliver on exactly what it is they say after coming out and saying it, then they're certainly no better than Adam Schiff and all of the other people who said, "We have seen evidence that Donald Trump is a Russian agent," when there was no evidence. Because they made it up. Now, this whistleblower, if this whistleblower is credible and has in some way, shape, or form proven to these senators that they have the goods, this is a huge, huge, huge story. This is high crimes and misdemeanors. It's bribery is one of the actual phrases they use for removing a president of the United States. High crimes and misdemeanors can mean many things, but bribery is put in there specifically. Now, before we all get too excited, however, Chuck Grassley has hedged his bets by saying, "Well, I suppose the White House could potentially classify this document. And if they do, then I guess I won't be able to see it." But they better not. Oh, okay. Well, then I'm not holding my breath. But I will tell you this, the American people are sick of hearing this. The American people are sick of the denials. The American people are sick of these talking heads in the news media just covering for a man. And now you know they're covering for him, and I'll tell you why. Because reporters, if given a juicy story, most reporters would jump on it, right? Reporters were given how many juicy stories about Joe Biden? His daughter had a diary that said that he showered with her at an inappropriate age, and it led to her sexual addiction as an adult. Did any reporters pounce on that story? That's a big story. That's a huge story. That's the president of the United States. Did they pounce on that story? Did anybody go asking these questions? Did anybody say, we insist on answers? Go find Ashley Biden. Go find the details of this diary? No. And you know why they didn't? Because the FBI sent a clear message by raiding Project Veritas and seizing it. And that was basically, if you decide you are going to push this narrative, the FBI will be unleashed on you. So you better not push this narrative. And nobody did. Nobody did. Everyone ran in fear of it and said, oh, we're not touching that with a 10-foot pole, lest the FBI come to our house and kick in the door. Now they're doing the same thing with this. Oh, there's nothing to see here. Let's retrace the steps. When Donald Trump was running for re-election, Hunter Biden's laptop came out, and it was called Russian Disinformation by 51 U.S. intelligence officials who wrote a letter. Their letter was used during the actual debate between Donald Trump and Joe Biden when Donald Trump brought it up. Joe Biden said, everything this man's saying is a lie. 51 U.S. intelligence experts from both parties have deemed that this is Russian disinformation. It is not true. That's Joe Biden's son. Joe Biden knew goddamn well that that is true. He knew what was on that laptop, and he knew it was real, and he knew it was authentic, and so did the FBI. So did the FBI. So did reporters. And what did they say? Well, according to all these intelligence officials, this is Russian disinformation. They told Facebook, you can't let anybody put this on your site. They're spreading Russian propaganda, and you'll be in trouble if you do. You don't want to be in trouble, do you? They covered for him, folks. They covered for this man because they knew, even intelligence officials knew this is true. Now we're finding out that the Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, may very well have been the person who suggested they write those letters. In other words, getting the band all together and saying, we need to cover for this. What I need you guys to do is write your name on this letter saying this is Russian disinformation. Oh, but they worded it very cleverly and said, it has the earmarks of it. So when they're called before the House, they're going to say, well, I didn't say it was. I said it has the earmarks of it. And it does have the earmarks of it. So I was wrong. Oopsie, my bad. That's what they did, folks. They snowballed you. And they did it on purpose. Not one reporter, not one covered this and said, this is ludicrous. These 51 people are lying to you. Christopher Wray, director of the FBI, simply said, well, I don't know anything about it. Well, I don't know. If you don't know anything about it, then who does? Because that's your job to know something about that. Now he's going to be called again, and he's going to say, I don't know anything about whether Anthony Blinken did this. Well, then you don't know anything. The problem, folks, is very simple. Joe Biden's reach, because he is a Manchurian candidate of a president, is vast. The Chinese don't want him out of power. The Russians don't want him out of power. Obviously, the far left don't want him out of power. The Democrats don't want him out of power. And I got news for you. Some Republicans don't want him out of power. Because if he falls, the whole house of cards falls. If you get the top guy, then the rest comes crashing down, right? Well, this is what's ending up happening now. And I want to explain to everyone, and this is not tooting my own horn. 5 months ago, I told you the FBI is going to do the following. They are going to indict Hunter Biden on tax evasion charges, and they are going to say the following. During the time he did not pay these taxes, he was addicted, heavily addicted to crack cocaine. He put his finances in the hands of people who did him a disservice. He since has cleaned up his act. He has promised restitution to the tax department, and we see no reason to further punish this person. Yesterday, some 6 months later, Ted Cruz says virtually the identical thing. He says, well, this is what's going to happen. This is what they're going to try to do. As if we didn't see that coming 6 months ago. I'm not a senator. I'm not a politician. I told you this 6 months ago. And now Ted Cruz is getting around to telling you now. He's being covered for, folks, left and right. But the problem isn't even the cover-up. The problem is what Joe Biden's presidency is causing. We have just seen a man in Texas firing his gun outside his house, and a family who lived next door politely asking him if he could please stop doing that because their child, their 8-year-old child, is trying to go to sleep. We invade that house and shoot every single one of that family to death, including an 8-year-old. Including an 8-year-old. Assassinate them. For the crime of asking if you could keep it down. Turns out he's an MS-13 member, and he's an illegal alien, and he's been deported not once, not twice, not three times, four times. And he was back for the fifth. This is because of the open border policy that we currently have. Now, they'll be quick to say, well, if he didn't have a gun, yeah, I'm sure it was a very legal gun. I'm sure a guy who crossed into this country four times after being deported really cares about, I got to go through the legal channels to get this gun. That's why you're not hearing about gun control. You're not even hearing that he was deported that many times, and you're not hearing that he was an MS-13 member. You see, what Joe Biden's border policies have done is it has empowered the cartels. It's empowered the child slavery, sex slavery trafficking. It's empowered the drug trafficking, specifically fentanyl. And it's bringing into this country the drug cartels themselves, the lower level of them, which is these MS-13 guys. That's what it's doing. And they know it's doing it. See, this is the thing. You can sit here and say, well, you know, it's an after effect of them trying so hard to allow people who are in desperate need to come into this country. No, no, no. It doesn't work that way, folks. I've made this analogy before. Allow me to make it again. If you're having a party and you say, I'm going to invite some people in the neighborhood, and they say, well, how about you invite the whole neighborhood? And they say, oh, you know, only one in every 12 is a criminal. And you're only inviting 100 people, so that's less than 10 criminals that's going to come to your party. Are you going to say, no, I'm sorry. I don't want any criminals at my party. I don't think it's good to have criminals in my house. Okay. Well, then why are you allowing these people, a man who would shoot an 8-year-old? Do you understand? I want you to understand something very clearly. The police said two of the adults who were shot in a position where they fell on the child in an attempt to shield that child from the gunfire. This man didn't know them. This man didn't have any grudge against them, except they told him, could you keep it down? Could you stop firing your gun outside our house? And for that, an 8-year-old child is never going to get to grow up. And it is a direct result of the border policy. But that's not the only reason, folks. Russia was empowered to invade the Ukraine. So if you're one of those people whose heart's bleeding for the Ukraine, which I understand the Ukrainian people, my heart does bleed for the Ukrainian people, not so much the government, but for the Ukrainian people, well, Joe Biden's policies caused that. Joe Biden gave Putin his pipeline back very first thing he did and allowed him to fund his war with it. So there you go. He started amassing troops on the border of the Ukraine. Joe Biden said, He's not going in. Already talked to him. Then had the nerve to say, well, I don't even know if we'll do anything as long as it's a minor invasion. Remember when he said that? What do you think that says to Putin? That says to Putin, go ahead. Probably not going to do anything much. Oh, we'll yell and scream on TV. We'll send a few weapons, but we're going to do all that much. Now, while people make billions and billions of dollars on this, we're hearing this is the most important thing in the world. If it was the most important thing in the world, Joe, you should have prevented it from happening to begin. Not wait until it's happened and then say, now we have to solve it. Has anyone even asked to bring these two parties to the table and see if there could be some kind of peace talks? No, because the profit from this war is too high for certain people. We're going to see this in Taiwan. He has empowered our enemy. They know nothing will happen. They know there will be no retaliation. And they know they're free to do what they want. They have no respect for this president. They have no fear of retaliation. And so they'll do as they please. One of the very first meetings that Biden administration had with China, the Chinese representative said, the United States is no longer in any position to tell us what to do in any respect. I want you to focus on the words, no longer. Did they say that when Donald Trump was in office? I don't know. They didn't say that. So what's the no longer mean? I'll tell you what the no longer means. It means you now have a president that we do not fear, we do not care about, and we do not respect. And you will no longer dictate anything to us in the way of our policies or what we should do. That was a flat-out rebuke of this entire administration. But it's not even just in the border areas, folks. It's not even that. They're actually empowering criminals who were born and raised in the United States. Remember when San Francisco had a policy, if you're stealing less than $700 worth of stuff, you can't even be stopped. It's no longer a crime to break into somebody's car. It's just a natural thing that happens. That's what Seth Rogen said. Oh, don't cry if your car's broken into. It happens all the time. You just got to get used to it. It's part of living in San Francisco. Why? Why do we have to accept that, airhead? We don't have to accept that. Lawlessness should not be accepted. Oh, but you can't say, oh, you know, it's just Putin invading a country that we made a treaty with and broke the treaty with Russia. It's just Putin doing what he normally does. Don't worry about it. Oh, no, that's important. That's the most important thing in the world. It's not important that we're basically, the streets are a war zone. Chicago is a war zone. Portland is a war zone. New York City is a war zone. San Francisco is a war zone. Because you've empowered the criminals. And worse than empowering the criminals, you have taken away the power from the people sworn to protect our society. You've taken the power away from the police. And now the attempt is being made to take the power away from the citizen to defend themselves. Recently, on a New York subway, a homeless man dressed up as Michael Jackson got on the subway, threatened people, threw things at people, was talking crazy and violently, and a former Marine decided, I'm going to end this threat before it gets worse. And he put the man in a chokehold and took him down. A couple other people helped. While they were waiting for the police, this man unfortunately passed away. Now, we're waiting for the toxicology results, but I'm going to put on my amazing Kreskin hat here. I'm going to put on my Nostradamus cap and say he's going to have illegal substances in his body that greatly contributed to his death. Because I'm pretty sure that this Marine did not just say, I guess I'll kill this guy. Guess I'll just choke him to death. Pretty sure that didn't happen. Now, this was ruled a homicide. And the rocket scientist, known as AOC, immediately says, It's already been ruled a murder. This man murdered him in cold blood. Okay, AOC, let's calm down. I realize that your IQ is probably less than your waist size. Homicide is simply a term meaning the man did not kill himself, and it was not natural causes. Not every homicide is a murder. You have to prove murder. Homicide simply means someone else caused the death. But it's not a murder charge. It's not a first degree, second degree, third degree. It's not any of those things. It's just ruled homicide, meaning the man died at the hands of somebody else. Still waiting to see if they're going to press any charges against this guy. I want you to understand that the person who was choked out had a long rap sheet, including punching people, 70-year-old men, by the way. Was he in jail for doing this, by the way? Did he go to jail for assaulting a 70-year-old man? Nah. You know, they slapped him on the wrist and said, bad boy, go out there and do your Michael Jackson impersonations and don't worry. You're not going to jail. You know who is going to jail? Anybody who tries to stop you. That's who's going to jail. Because the government needs you to be reliant upon them. You can't defend yourself, and God forbid the police try to defend you. You have to look to the government and say, please, please, we'll behave. We'll be good little girls and boys. This is the culture that Joe Biden's presidency has spawned. The victims of crime are now the perpetrators, and the perpetrators are the victims. Our foreign adversaries do not fear us or respect us, so they are emboldened to do whatever they want to do. The border is so wide open that basically border states are becoming, let's face it, they're becoming an offshoot of Mexico. And with it, it's going to come drug cartel members and gang members who are purposely sent here to conduct drug cartel and gang member business. Purposely. And with it is going to come child sex trafficking, more fentanyl trafficking, more death. So the handful of people, even if it's the majority of people that are coming over here to try to start a better life, you cannot majority and say, well, it's worth the rest. Isn't the argument against guns that, well, of course not everyone who owns a gun is a murderer. Of course not everyone who owns a gun is going to go shoot up a school. But even if one person does it, it's worth taking all the guns away from everybody else. Okay, well then let's apply that theory to the border. Of course not everyone coming across the border is a gang member or a murderer. Of course they're not serial rapists and drug dealers. Not all of them. But even if one is, it's worth closing the border. Oh, how come that doesn't work? How come that analogy doesn't work? I'll tell you why. Because you want all these people across the border because you fully expect you're going to need a new voter base. And that's going to be your new voter base. You've lost the African-American vote. You're greatly losing the suburban woman vote. Thanks to your assault on their children. And you need a new voter base. This is what Joe Biden has spawned. The man said during his actual campaign speech, if I become the president, everybody better make a run for the border because it's going to be wide open. Then denied ever saying it, as if there is no such thing as videotape. Everything that's happened here under the Biden administration is not the result of a bumbling idiot and his gang of fools that he has selected. It is 100% by design. 100% by design. And while everyone sits back like AOC and says, this Marine needs to be put in jail forever for murder, and riots are going on in the streets of New York because they want this guy basically locked away forever and the key thrown away. The people who are actually pushing people in front of subway trains are called misunderstood, mentally ill, drug addicted, They don't need prison. They need hell. Gotcha. You're on your own, folks. You can't. You're not even on your own because you can't defend yourself. If you defend yourself, you're going to be a criminal. That's the way they want it. This is the culture that the Biden presidency has spawned. This is why Joe Biden has to go. It's not just about being corrupt. It's not just about taking money from foreign adversaries. To actually change United States policy as a sitting vice president, which apparently is what happened. It's not about weaponizing the DOJ and the FBI to go after everyone ranging from political rivals to parents who don't want their children indoctrinated. It's not about him walking around the grounds, not even knowing where the hell to get into the White House at or what country he's been in last. It's about the culture he is spawning. And we're seeing it now more and more and more. And now there's politicians coming out, much like Donald Trump spawned some mega Republican candidates. Joe Biden has spawned some candidates who are so far left that they're basically just communists. Almost self-avowed communist. And they don't care. They'll proudly run on it. Proudly run on it. They've gotten to the point now where the media is shaking in their boots and they take their marching orders from the White House and the DOJ under threat of DOJ. So do social media outlets under threat of DOJ. And so you can't get the news. You're not going to get a correct news. And if someone, God forbid, does try to tell you some correct news, you may see them fired. Can't have that. You know, here's something about this, and yes, I'm referring to Tucker Carlson. Here's something that a lot of the media will not tell you. Rupert Murdoch, who's 90-some-odd years old and owns Fox News, isn't it funny that a couple of days before the firing of Tucker Carlson, who was very much against this war in Ukraine and our involvement in it, Rupert Murdoch took a phone call from President Zelensky in which we don't know exactly what was discussed, but, oh, miraculously, why would Zelensky be calling a Fox News owner and talking to him about what? He's not a politician. And a couple of days later, oh, Tucker Carlson's gone. Interesting, huh? Interesting. Our news media is professional wrestling, folks. Fox is the good guy to some and the bad guy to others. CNN is the good guy to some and the bad guy to others. But in reality, they're all friends. In reality, they're not competitors. In reality, they're putting on a show for you. We'll tell you one side of the news. We'll tell you the other side of the news. And we'll avoid telling you the direct, honest, straight-up truth. We'll indoctrinate you this way. We'll indoctrinate you that way. And we'll go to the same cocktail parties and laugh about what we do. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. Completely and totally tired of it. The American people need to know the truth regardless of what the truth is and what side it falls on. That's all we ever really ask. And I think it's time we stopped playing rah-rah, root-for-our-side soccer fans and realize that we're all Americans here, and whether you're a Democrat or you're a Republican, whether you're a liberal or conservative, you need to understand you're being lied to. And you should want the truth, regardless of what the truth is. Regardless of what the truth is. Now, you were lied to for 4 straight years about Donald Trump. Now you're being lied to for 3.5 years about Joe Biden. Yeah, I'll tell you this. We have a guy in the chat room saying civil war is coming. Folks, I know that sounds hyperbolic. It's not that far from the truth. I'm not so sure it hasn't already started. But you see, I in some ways, I feel that's what they want. They would rather have you at odds with your neighbor because your neighbor put up a Biden, let's go Biden sign, and you got a let's go Brandon sign. So they would rather have you two battling it out than you two getting together and saying, let's really see what the truth is. Forget that I hate Joe Biden. Forget that you hate Donald Trump. Let's look at the facts. Because if you look at the facts, you're going to find out that there's an awful lot from both sides who've been lying to you for a long, long time. And you know who woke everybody up from the sleep that they were in? Donald Trump. Oh, I know. People are going to say, oh, my God, here he goes on the Donald Trump thing again. Well, I'm sorry. But he did do that. And you know how he did that? Because he didn't favor one side over the other specifically. He was willing to call out Mitch McConnell. He was willing to call out Mitt Romney. He was willing to call out the people who were lying to you. He was willing to call out the people who were just in the good old boys uniparty. And boy, they didn't like that at all. They said, oh, we can't have this. And yes, Donald Trump did spawn some new blood. Some people who said, yeah, he's right. We don't want this anymore. We don't want this game anymore. And they can't have that either. That's why they're trying to destroy that movement. Every ad that you're going to see for Joe Biden, who couldn't possibly serve another 4 years, I can't imagine he's going to finish this term. But every ad you're going to see is going to say, radical MAGA candidates, radical MAGA Republicans. What did radical MAGA Republicans do? Enlighten me about what they did. Did they run through the streets like Antifa with masks on, beating people with baseball bats? No. Did they bomb police stations and firebomb Wendy's? No. What did they do? They questioned an election that was extraordinarily questionable. And yes, some of them fell for the old Dominion voting machine scam, which was nothing but a distraction over what really cost Donald Trump the election, which was changing the voting laws illegally. They didn't want you to look at that. So they said, oh, throw out some stuff about the Dominion voting machines being rigged. And while everybody runs to get that bait like mouse to cheese, we can cover our ass over here where we really were in trouble, which was that you changed the voter laws in several key states illegally and unconstitutionally. And the moment that election was over, the leaders of those states said, oh, yeah, we're not going to enact those laws anymore. Those are unconstitutional. Well, the minute you said that, it should have rendered all the voting in that state illegal. And you should have had to rerun it. But you didn't. That's where the real voter fraud came from, folks, but they covered their asses. So did the news media, that everybody on saying, I have proof that the Dominion voting machines are rigged. Did it ever occur to you that the people who you thought were your heroes, who were going to show that the Dominion voting machines were rigged, could very well have just been secret liberal agent provocateurs giving you red meat so that you would run to that direction and they could cover their ass the other way? I don't know Sidney Powell, but I can tell you this right now. I didn't hear her ever campaigning for Donald Trump. All of a sudden, oh, I'm a champion for him. Really? When? You did more damage than good. Why weren't you concentrating on the fact they changed the laws illegally? Someone needs to ask Sidney Powell that question. Problem, folks. But the real problem we have now facing us as a country is Joe Biden has to go. And I'm not talking about in 2024. I know what it's going to lead to. I'm well aware that Kamala Harris is a train wreck. But I'm telling you this. I'd rather have someone who is as dim-witted as Kamala Harris than someone who is literally spawning an entire culture that we're never, ever going to be able to dig our way out of. And that's Joe Biden. I see it every day. We're told, literally, by Karine Jean-Pierre, oh, everything is just fine. The economy's fine. It's no big deal that eggs are $7 a dozen. It's no big deal that gas is going back up to $4 a gallon. It's no big deal that there's all kinds of supply problems going on in stores. It's no big deal where you can't even go to McDonald's anymore. Who do you think went to McDonald's, folks? Who do you think went to Burger King and Wendy's and all those places? Do you think it was people making $500,000, $600,000 a year? Do you think they were going to really high-end restaurants and having their prime rib and their lobster? You know who's taking their family to McDonald's and Burger King? Hard-working American who said, well, you know, I can't afford to go out to these, you know, white-collar restaurants, but I can take my family out to Burger King and spend a little bit of money and make everybody happy. Well, guess what? Now it's a $50, $60, $70 deal to do it. Doing it anymore. Because they can't afford to do it. That's who you're hitting. You know, the Democrats always say, we're for the little people. You're not for the little people. So there's some kid making $17 an hour now to work at Burger King instead of $14. You know where it's all going? It's going in his gas tank. It's going in his rent. It's going in his electric bill. It's going in every soda he buys, everything he purchases. His dollar is actually worth less. He's actually making less as far as the power of spending power of his dollar than he was when he was making the 14. He'd have been better off with 14 during the Trump administration than he is with 17 during the Biden administration. And people don't get that. Oh, I'm making $3 an hour more. You go, Joe. Go, Joe. You'd have to be making $25 an hour. You don't get it. They're talking about the oil being paid for in Chinese money now instead of valued in U.S. dollars. You know what that's going to do to our economy? The banks are collapsing. Wall Street is collapsing. Private business is going under. They don't want private business, by the way, so they're glad that's going under. They're electing people that have zero mental acumen, like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who does not understand the difference between a crime being labeled a homicide and actually murder. This is the same rocket scientist who, when Amazon wanted to come to New York, she was against it because, well, we're giving them so much money, hundreds of millions of dollars, to come here in tax credits. No, no, no. Not how it works. They had to first prove they hired so many people, and then they were going to be given the tax credits based upon how many people they employed. But you don't even know that. And yet she's elected somehow. Because it was a popularity contest. Because it was, let's go down to this district and make sure we can get a girl who will say green is red if we tell her to. See, that's the thing. That's what you don't understand. The Biden administration specifically has now generated an entire group of people who couldn't give one damn if what they're saying is true or not. As long as they're paid and told to say it, they will do it. Even if they know it's not true, because it's for the greater cause. And if you think Joe Biden's basically the Wizard of Oz. He's the guy that's, you know, he goes out there and says, oh, you know, and you don't even know what he's saying. He don't know what he's saying. The people, the puppet masters behind it, they're just, oh, yeah, he's just crazy old Uncle Joe. Yeah, he does fall up the steps once in a while. Isn't that funny? Your granddad, right? Yeah, he does say some crazy things once in a while, but ha-ha, isn't that good for the comedians? Yeah, while you're telling them how to ruin this country, while you're telling them how to tear this country's basic foundation to the very roots and rebuild it in some kind of a socialist nightmare that you want. That's what's happening here. Now, you can say what you want about Kamala Harris. She's thick as a plank, too, and probably no more educated than Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. But I do think this. I think that if worse came to worse and she had to step in for the remainder, I'm not 100% sure she's of the personality where people are just going to say, you are going to say this or that. I don't know. Maybe she would say, no, I'm not. She couldn't do worse. She couldn't possibly do worse. As a matter of fact, it appears she'd do nothing because you never see her do anything. So I'll take that above this. Because as we stand right now, this is dangerous now. It's spawning a wave of crime where the criminals are empowered to do whatever they want. It's spawning an actual invasion of this country. And again, please, hear me clearly. There are people who are coming to this country who would be very valuable members of this country and are trying to have a better life for their children and their family. But there's a right way to do it. People are just flooding across the borders. Why do you think they're doing it? 90% of them are here to carry out, well, I'm not going to say 90%. A good percentage of them are here to carry out their own agenda. And some of them are pretty damn nefarious agendas. Now, you can say what you want about not every one of them is a criminal. That's fine, but that's what you say about the gun owners, right? Take away all the guns, because if we save one life, it's worth taking away all the guns. Okay. Well, if that's your battle cry, then close the borders. If it saves one life, it's worth it, right? I can just name you five lives in Texas that were taken. Do you want to embody the spirit of America? Let me explain what the spirit of America is. The spirit of America is when parents realize, my God, a madman with a gun is going to basically kill us. And because they can't flee the house in time, they both fall on their eight-year-old child in a futile hope that this man will have enough pity in his heart to not shoot their child, to kill them, but not kill their child. Spirit of America. The new America under Joe Biden is, you annoyed me, I'm killing your whole family, and nothing will happen to me. I'll be deported and I'll be back here before you can say Jack Robinson, because I've done it five times already and I'll do it a sixth. That's the new America. You make your choice on which one you want. You make your choice. And you're going to make your choice at the ballot box. Because if you vote, Joe Biden makes it, and you vote for Joe Biden, I'm sorry to tell you that I'm no longer going to give you a pass as, well, I think you were just misguided by a horrible media who lied to you and you believed it. No. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me, right? Okay, you were fooled. Maybe you were fooled and you voted for Joe Biden. You're not fooled anymore, folks. You're clearly looking at what America's becoming. And if you decide that you're going to vote for that again, then you're going to get what you deserve. You're going to get the America you deserve, and you're not going to like it. And I don't want to hear one complaint. I don't want to hear one Democrat say to me, well, wasn't my fault. Yeah, it is your fault. Yes, it is. Sometimes, folks, you have to vote for somebody you may not like personally. No one is going to be asked by Donald Trump, would you like to come over to my house and have a beer and watch the football game? No one is going to get asked that. You do not have to like Donald Trump's personality. You can think he's an egomaniac. You can think he's a misogynist. You can think he's a loudmouth and he's obnoxious and he's insulting and rude and crass. You can think all of those things. And still take a look at his policies and say, but he was much better for this country, so I'm going to vote for him. I've given the analogy before. I'll give it again. If someone you love is going in for open heart surgery and you have someone who says, well, I've done this once or twice before, but I'm a really nice guy and I have a nice family and I want to meet with you guys and have dinner before we have the surgery and, you know, and all that stuff. Are you going to pick him over a guy who says, look, I've done this 500,000 times. Nobody's died yet. I'm the best there is. The other people in this hospital can't hold a candle to me. You'll pick that guy, right? You might say he's a loudmouth. He's a bragger. He thinks he's the greatest thing in the world. But at the end of the day, you want your loved one to pull through. That's who you are going to choose. I hope. Well, then do it this time, folks. Do it this time. I'm not asking you to think Donald Trump's a great guy to go watch a football game with. I'm asking you, who would you rather have? Someone who President Xi and Vladimir Putin have both shown they're clearly afraid of. Or Joe Biden, who can't find his way off a podium and everyone's laughing at him and saying, this guy's going to do nothing. The most important thing that Donald Trump said in the last probably 6 years, he said just recently, when he said, these presidents, and I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, that's what he said, President Xi, Vladimir Putin, they're sharp. They're at the top of their game. They are as sharp as a razor blade, and they understand what they need to do to get their agenda done. And you got to be up for it. You got to realize, I'm not dealing with idiots. I'm not dealing with children. I'm not dealing with, some third-rate politician. I'm dealing with the elite, the best of the best. And you got to be up for that. Is that Joe Biden? Is he our elite? Is he the best of the best? He was asked by a four-year-old what country he was in last, and he didn't know. He had to be reminded by another four-year-old it was Ireland. Oh, yeah, it was Ireland. I think I'd remember what country I was in last. That's the guy you want going up against these people, right? That's the guy you want going head-to-head with these people who are clearly at the top of their game. No, of course you don't. You see, I made the analogy of your loved one because you should love this country. And if you don't, by the way, I don't know what the hell you're doing here. See, that's the thing that bothers me. You get the people who say, well, this country's this and that. Well, then leave. No one's keeping you here. There's no chains keeping you here. You don't like it, leave. But for the people who love it, do you not want to protect it? Do you not want it to be the very best it can possibly be? Do you think this is the best it can possibly be? If you think this is the best it can possibly be, you need psychiatric treatment because we're very close to the worst it can possibly be. Oh, we're not there quite yet, but we're heading there quick. Really, really quick. Let me take some phone calls. Let's go to Tom in New York first. Tom, are you there?
Greetings, sir. Yes, I'm here. I want to build on this because I saw a video, a clip actually, that actually disturbed me. They are paying these kids who don't know shit from applesauce to say, Joe Biden's a good man, we're Biden 2024, riding with Biden, blah, 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 blah. They're getting paid to say that. Do they really believe it? Well, they need psychiatric counseling. They seriously need counseling. Why did they get on camera on an edited video with subtitles? Because they can't string two sentences together on their own. That's why they were given a script.
Let me explain something to you. These social media influencers, okay? These supposed we speak for the youth of America. If I was to shell out enough money, these far liberal, we are 100% in the camp of AOC and everything else, would say the greatest things about my show they possibly say as long as the money keeps rolling in. You understand? They don't give one damn about anything else except pay me to say something. Can, and call it energy drink, and they say it's the greatest energy drink in the world as long as I keep sending them that check. And that's exactly what's going on now. That's exactly what's going on now. Oh, let's try to get the younger generation, the media influencers, to say, we're riding with Biden. Riding where? Nobody can afford the gas. You notice it's not driving with Biden because nobody can afford to drive. It's riding because you're going to have to bum a ride. Go to the phones again. Caller, are you there?
Yes, this is me. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, this is a gunslinger from Dallas, Texas. Okay, yeah, you've covered so many subjects, very good subjects, absolutely. But my concern here is, like I said, the civil war that's coming in this country. It's going to take something drastic. Okay, we had a preview with Trump for 4 years with Trump. Of course, he in my book, he's still the legitimate president. Okay, because he was cheated. Cheat, okay? But it's going to take something more to to reopen and to open the eyes of the public even wider, okay? Because all this stuff that's going on, crime, you know, like I said, you talk about the guns. I'm a gunslinger. I carry a gun. I carry a gun every day here in Texas, okay? guns are not the problem. It's the people that's the problem. I carry a hand cannon, a 357 Magnum with 30 rounds on my gun belt. My gun's never shot anybody. It's never jumped out of the holster. It's never run around trying to shoot somebody. Okay? It's an inanimate object. Okay? It's only could become dangerous when a human hand picks it up and uses it in the wrong way. Self-defense, absolutely. I'm all for it. But you got these idiots out here that, yeah, they buy them legally, absolutely. But you're never going to solve this problem by eliminating the guns. Let's eliminate cars, trucks, trains, planes. They're all
gasoline.
Dangerous.
I mean, you can firebomb. You can send a Molotov cocktail. You can stab somebody.
Yeah, pencils.
A spoon does not make you fat, okay? A spoon does not make you fat. You using the spoon to shovel pie in your face 24 hours a day makes you fat.
That's right. You got it. You know, so we can't, but that's the first knee-jerk reaction on all these mass shootings. Oh, the gun did it. The gun did it. No, the gun didn't.
But let me ask you a question, caller. Let me ask you a question. I'll get you right back on the phone. I want you to answer me a question because I think you'll probably have the right answer. Do you honestly think the left believes taking away guns? Because my analogy, if they say, oh, if it saves one life, it's worth it, well, then why don't they close the border? That's going to save a lot of lives. I think the left wants you disarmed. I think more is coming, and they don't want a population who is armed and able to defend themselves for what potentially might be happening in the near future. What's your thought?
Absolutely. What did Hitler do when he first got into power? Took away the guns. Why did he take away the guns? Because you can't fight back. What are you going to do, throw rocks?
Right.
It's like the old saying, are you going to bring a knife to a gunfight? Guess who's going to win?
Right.
Person that's got the gun. Okay, that's logistics. That's logical thinking. You're going to keep continuing on down this path until something. It's like a kettle on a stove. You stop that little tick 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 thing on the top of it, and eventually it's going to blow. It's going to blow up like a hand grenade. Okay, and that's what this whole situation is moving to. The left, they live in a fantasy world. I call it, you know, a brain eating disorder is called liberalism. Okay, and guess where the gun-free zones came from? A liberal Democrat. Let that soak in for a minute. You got all these, you got gun-free zones. That's the best target. If you got these psychos out here that wants to do these mass shootings, guess where they're going to go? Are they going to go to a police station? No, they're going to go to a gun-free zone. Mall, school,
whatever.
Well,
here's my suggestion, caller. Here's my suggestion. Everyone who wants that policy should have to put a sign on their home saying, I have no burglar alarms and I have no security. Okay?
If you
vote for that bill and you want to do that, then I know you're serious. If you vote for that bill and you don't want to do that, then my question is, why won't you do that?
Why won't you do that? Yeah, I agree. Yeah, let them, you know, because they hide behind this, you know, this facade that, oh, well, if you take all the guns away and nobody gets killed, right? That's a utopian society. We don't have a utopian society, unfortunately. Okay, probably never will.
No, and see, here's the thing. You live in the great state of Texas. I unfortunately live in the state of New York. Now, here's the deal. I'm one of the rare people in the state of New York. I'm in the upstate New York. Okay, I'm not in the city, but I can tell you this: they don't want anybody here to have any guns. They don't want anybody here to have any form of self-defense because they truly and honestly feel that you're a threat to them. You're a threat to the government. They probably don't give a damn if you shoot a burglar. They're going to make pretend they give a damn, but they don't. What they really fear is you being able to defend against them. Now, we've seen our president say, well, you know, if you're deer hunting, you don't need an AR-15 for deer hunting. No, you're very correct. And that's not what our Constitution gave us the right to bear arms for, caller. It gave us the right to bear arms in case a tyrannical government decided to try to usurp its people, not to hunt a deer.
Well, yeah, you know, you just said the key word is New York. I got a friend of mine that lives up there, and he has a carry permit. But it's not for – it's just for New York. It's not for New York City. If he has
right.
to go into New York City, he has to leave his gun at home, okay?
That's right.
And up there, what he was telling me, which the gunslinger here in Texas would never be able to survive up there, there's no doubt about that. He said that unless you're trapped, I mean, you're fixing to get eat up by dinosaurs and get tore apart by dogs and everything, you better not pull that gun. Because if you even show that gun, you're going to prison. Down here in Texas,
and
they welcome
correct.
It.
I know
you
that.
Know what
I mean? And he's absolutely correct. But you see, here's the thing. We have, unfortunately, in New York State, if you came upstate, you would find probably 75% of the people agree with everything I'm saying. Unfortunately, we are outnumbered by the city. And these people, because they have skin in the game, if you know what I mean, they're going to keep voting Democrat. They don't care. If tomorrow we said, okay, well, Jack the Ripper is going to be running and he's got a D next to his name, and they just don't care. They just don't, because they have a greater agenda, and they don't give a damn about the people in upstate New York. Crime is coming up here. Now, it didn't used to. I didn't used to have to lock my doors. I can tell you for sure that where I live, which is a pretty isolated part of New York State, I didn't even lock my car doors. There was no reason ever to do that. Now I have to literally have cameras outside my house. So no one's going to tell me that things didn't change. Under Joe Biden, you have empowered the criminals. You have empowered the cartel. You've empowered our foreign adversaries. Every single person who is against what the United States stands for has been empowered by this administration. Every one of them. And when they've gone so far as to literally come for your children and say, we don't even have to tell you if your 9-year-old is going to be giving puberty blockers, they come for your children too. They're not just coming for your guns. They're not just coming for your freedom. They're not just coming for everything you own. They're coming for even your children. And that's why I am no longer going to allow the Democrats to get off the hook and say, oh, well, you know, it was better than Trump. He insulted Rosie O'Donnell. I don't give a damn. You're not getting that pass anymore, folks. You either love the country or you don't love the country. This is not a soccer game where you choose sides. Heard the difference between a guy from Texas here and a guy from New York, and really we have no differences because we love the country. That's the reason, okay? That's the reason. If you don't love the country, you know, you don't fall in love with a woman who says you're the perfect guy for me, change your hair, change your job, change your clothes, change your attitude, well, then you're not in love. You're just trying to reshape somebody that you will love. This country's fine. We have a few problems. We'll get past those. We're not tearing down and building back better. We're making America great again, folks.